learn out. Want to learn out? The answer is Shasuyi Yayin. It says another time by a kohen that drank wine first. Tevele Shlisha, like three times. Ushlosha Bivri Hakolei Malamdim. Says that these three places, only these three places of a kohen does it be chayiv misa. But not for the fact that he's sitting down. If a kohen is sitting down, that's just me that on this he's not chayiv misa.
Here, Mishnah says, Oimeid Agabe Kalim, Agabe Behema, Agabe Ragli Chaver Responsible. If the Kohen Bishat is doing the Avodah, he's standing. That's the din of the Mishnah. If he is standing, if the Kohen is standing atop the Kalim, on top of Behema, atop of Ragli Chaveroi, he avoids this puzzle. In other words, the Kohen's feet has to be touching the Ritzbah, the floor of the Azara, and it cannot be on top of something else. So, Morris Minolan, how do we know this Yisoid? The Tana Devar Rabbi Yishmael. Hoyel v'ritzbah mekadeshes. The ritzbah has kedusha on it. Rashi says ritzbah mekadeshes la'amoid l'shoris, to stand there and to be and to work on it. Sherei David kitcha. David put a kedusha onto the ritzbah of the Yazara. V'shtei toidus v'shir shabagon k'damin l'kama v'shmaitin. We'll learn later kikodesh David. The call upon him, David put a kedusha, special kedusha, onto the mokum of the base of Migdish and onto the ritzbah also. And we also know the klisharis mekachim. A klisharis also has kedusha. That was as we moshcha mekadesh oisam. Every klisharis in the base midrash has kedusha. Therefore, the limud is ma klisharis, just like a regular klisharis. B'shach kabbalah sadam, where the kohen has to hold the mizrak, has to hold the basin to receive the dam. The locher is lo yehi dava choitzit. Ben oil ben klisharis, there can be nothing between the kohen's hands and the klisharis. Rashi says, "Kedusha v'loka hakoyin." It says a pasuk v'loka hakoyin that with Arshin shetei lekicha bi'atzmai shakoyin. This is the kedrosha that when the kohen takes the mizra, takes the basin to receive the blood, it has to be with his hands. His hands have to be touching the kli. There cannot be a chatzitza between his hands and the kli. If so, that's a limud af ritzpa. The same thing, the ritzpa, the floor of the base of Migdish, lo yedav v'chaytza is beino lebeino ritzpa. There should be nothing, no chatzitza between him and the floor. When he's standing with his feet, he's barefooted. He does not wear socks or shoes. He has to be barefooted. So the bare feet has to touch the ritzp itself. Now the Gemara says, Otricha. So why does the Mishnah have to say all three cases for? Just say one. It says we need all three, whether he's standing on top of Kalim, on top of the Dehemo, or on top of Chaveiro, his friend's foot. The Yashmin and Kli, if I just hear standing on top of a Kli, on top of a plate, Mishum, the last mina, the bosininu. That's treat that's called a chatzitz. It's not a type of a meat. So his flesh is standing on top of a plate. So therefore, there's a chatzitza. He's not touching the floor. Abu behema, but if he's only standing on top of a dog, the mina, the bosru, it also is called meat. So maybe it's like min b'mina. Maybe it's not called chatzitz. Maybe it's sitting still like he's on the floor. So the aim aloy, maybe that would not be called a chatzitza. So I need even a behema also. Now, the yashmina behema, if I only learned that he's standing on top of a dog, That's called the chatzitza, the loimina diyodimu, because it's not the buster of a man. Still, he's not standing on a man, therefore, dog is called einamina of a man, therefore, it's considered the chatzitza. Avu chavera, but if the kohen is standing on top of the feet of his friend, diyodimu, his friend is also a person, and it's the same type of meat. You have a feet, he has a feet, the same feet. Same, I would have thought to say, loi, maybe it's not called the chatzitza, it's like min benina, which is not chaytzitz, tzricha. That's what the Mishnah says to say, all three. It's called Leizu Avzu. I'll let it just say the last case. That's a derech. It says Leizu Avzu. Tanya will learn. Rebbe Lezer Weimer. Ragli achas ala kli, v'ragli achas ala ritzva. Let's say the kohen, one foot is standing on the floor right, and the other foot is on top of a plate. What's the locha? Or else, ragli achas al evin, one foot is on top of a stone, that's not supposed to be there. V'ragli achas ala ritzva, one foot is on the floor normally. So what's the locha? Is it called a chatzitza now or not? So does he have to have both feet on the floor, or is it enough one foot? So pshat is like this. Rain, we have to see. Kol she'ilu yinot lakli. If you would take away the foot, meaning that he cannot stand on the other foot that's on the floor, 15 not lever, or else you would take away the stone that he has one foot on. Yochul amod aragli achas, if he could still be standing with the other foot alone. Then with the avod, if he does the avod, the avod he was kosher. In other words, right now, his two feet are on, one foot is on the floor kosher, and the other foot is on the kli. Now, even if we take away the kli, meaning if we tell him, lift up this foot, so without the power, support of this foot, he could support himself with the other foot alone. So therefore, it's considered the whole support comes from the foot, that's on the Ritzpah, that's called an Avoid, it's called the Kli now, is standing on top of the Ritzpah. I, his other foot is on the Kli, it's not worse as a Kli is standing with one foot. This Gemara see clearly, if a Kli wants to stand on one foot, and the other foot pick up, that would also be kosher. Lamayim said the Kohen is standing now, and he's Agabi Ritzpah. That would be kosher. But Vimlav, if let's say he would pick up the foot that's on the Kli, he would fall. He cannot support himself with one foot. He's standing right now, it's spread apart, his feet are spread apart. He cannot stand with one foot alone. Then Avodah Sepsula. It's not called you have your support from the Ritzpah, you have your support from the other foot that's on the Kli, that's a defeat to that person. What? Boy, Rav Amram, he asked this question like this. What's going to be Nidal Doloh Ha'evin? Let's say one stone of the Ritzpah. The Ritzpah was stones on top of the floor. It was dirt. Then when Shloimeh built it, Shloimeh put a floor down. He put a stone floor. What's going to be if one of the stones itself became loose? That's all. The Omadoleh and the Kohen is standing on top of this loose stone and doing the Avodah. Now, is it called Derech Avodos or not? So let's see. If you don't have das to fix it, in other words, it's usable, say you plan to leave it the way it is, you don't plan to put this stone in, like this stone is time you plan to throw away, and you plan to put another stone there, then like this stone is not going to be part of the floor anymore, so this is called the chatzitza. Where's my shiloh? When you have das just to put a little bit of cement underneath this stone, in other words, you have das to leave this stone to be part of the Ritzpah. So my, now what's the loch when the Kohen is standing on this stone that's loose? Kivon the daita lechabre, since you have das to cement it, to put it down, to leave this stone as part of the Ritzpah, so commander mechabre dom is considered like it's attached to the floor, and it's considered part of the floor, so the Kohen now is standing on a Ritzpah. I don't know, maybe no. Hashtemi or Talisha. If I call upon him right now, it's loose. Right now, this stone is not attached to the floor. So since it's not attached to the floor, maybe it's not called part of the floor. So it would be called the chatzitza. So that's the shayla. Rabbi Zuta, boy Elohochi. He asked a question like this, a little bit different. He asked a question, boy Rabban, he asked this type of a question. What's going to be Nekro Heaven? Let's say the stone was uprooted altogether. Nekro Heaven Lagamri. And there's a hole there where the stone used to be. Now the Kohen is standing on top of that mokum where the stone used to be. Ma, what's the locha? So what's your shayla? My kumi brother, what's your question? Ki kiddish David, this was Rashi Dik, when David HaMelech was mekadish to base the mikdash, even though the Gemara that says Shloimeh was mekadish, Aposhet HaPshat is David was mekadish at least the mokum of the base the mikdash. And David was mekadish to binyan. So you have a chiddush here, that when David was mekadesh the Ritz for the floor, that's like the mokum, the stones that go on top of the floor also has loch like the floor itself. So therefore, when David gave kedusha, even though when David was mekadesh it, there wasn't a floor there yet. But still, he was mekadesh this mokum, and part of the kedusha's mokum is the floor. So the floor gave kedusha. Ritzpah El Yoyna Kodesh, this is the Chiddush. Even though when David was Mekadosh, there was no Ritzpah El Yoyna. There was no top layer of stones yet. But what was David's intention when he was Mekadosh to Beis HaMikdash? Did he mean that the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash starts from the floor, not the dirt underneath it should have the Kedusha? He, Avada, was Mekadosh to Smokim. But that Kedusha in the Mokim, however you learn, had a Koyach like to be Chal, maybe only on the Ritzpah. Later, when they put down a floor, on the floor it will receive the Kedusha, but not the dirt underneath it. Or do we maybe know, Adli Aris, the time of Kodesh, David put a Kiddush, a special Kedusha, on the Mokum of the base of Migdash, meaning all the way down to the time. All the ground, 100 feet down, also has the Kedusha. Therefore, even though the top Ritzpah was taken off, this top stone was taken off, but he's standing now on the Mokum of Kodesh, maybe it's called Kedusha. That's the Shiloh. Tomorrow says, if that's your question, should have a question, not only if one stone was uprooted, what's going to be if they didn't put stones, or they're remodeling the base of Midrash now, and they had the men came in and they took away all the whole floor, they took away all the stones of the floor, and tomorrow they're coming in with new stones. So one of the other shiloh there, what will be today? Can the Kohen do the avoider or not? Why is your shiloh only if one stone was uprooted? There should have been a better shiloh if they're remodeling and changing the whole floor. Tomorrow says, you're right. You didn't have a bias yet. He's Mekadosh that Mokum. The Mokum means the floor here, the dirt here has Kedusha all the way down. So, pshit, if they're remodeling the floor, they take away the whole floor and all that's there with the dirt, pshit, it's kosher. You run a mokum kodesh, avadu, it's good. Local can be boilei derech shiras pekach, or ain derech shiras pekach. Is this a normal way to work, to worship Hashem or not? Meaning, there is a floor. Now, lemais, you have a good marble floor all over. Just one marble, one stone is missing. So maybe it's not a nice derech to stand on that stone. Doesn't know it's kosher. There's a machlokes from Shimon and the Tanakama. Tana Rabbon. The Pasuk says, "Be'etz pa v'lokach." The Pasuk says. So Rashi says, "V'chsiv." It says really, "V'lokach ha'koin midal machatas betzbo v'nosan al karnes." It says the word "V'lokach," and then it says "V'nosan." So, and it says the word "Be'etz" in between. It says "V'lokach ha'koin midal machatas be'etzbo." So he should take it with his hands. Then it says "V'nosan." He should put it. Make this rika. So we dash in both. We work that's in between. We dash in both ways. Turn our bottom. The yetzpa v'lokach. If this on the beginning v'lokach goes the word yetzpa. Malamra teaches us shloite kabol elab yamin. V'lokach means taking the dam, means receiving the dam. That receiving the dam has to be the yetzpa, which means the right hand. Then we also dash in ends of the yetzpa v'nosan al karnos. The yetzpa v'nosan also means malamid shloite nesina elab yamin. That the nesina putting the dam on the mizbeach also has to be done with your right hand. That's a Tana Kama. Therefore, he says the Kabbalah Saddam is possible if you do it with your left hand. Amr Shimon says, "V'chinema yad beKabbalah." Does it say the word yad by Kabbalah Saddam? Ela bietzbo v'nosan. Only says the word bietzba v'nosan. Therefore, dasan shloit teinesin ela biyamin. But v'chinema yad beKabbalah. Does it say Yad Gabel Ela Bietzbo V'Nosan Shkoyot Nesin Levin? It's only a drush on the Nesina. The Zrika Saddam has to be with your right hand, but not the Kabbalah Saddam. Hoyev Lenema Yad the Kabbalah. Since it does not say the word Yad by the Kabbalah Saddam, therefore he holds Kibbutz B'Smol Kosher. Therefore the Kabbalah in your left hand is kosher. So Rashi, the half mean was it has to say the word Yad. If it would say the word Yad, that would mean the right. But since Peshat the Kabbalah by the first part V'Lokach Hakoyin Medam Akadus Betzbo. It does not say the country taken with his yad. It only says the etzbo. So we do not know it means the right hand. Because after the yimnema boyad, Rashim might would have said the word yad, Rashim would agree. I will be etzbo layal flo yamin, but he does not learn out from the word etzbo means yamin. Then the question would be, how do you know nesina has to be with your right hand? But I call upon an asav meaning now, since it doesn't say the word yad, therefore he says the kabbalah does not have to be with your right hand. But the more Rabbi Shimon Monashav, what does he hold? He is like Zerah, should be held to Zerah Shavah. Rashi says, "Finin Yad Yad the Kemitzim and Metzora." The Chsir Bein Yad Hayimonis. If he holds Zerah Shavah, that Yad Yad means Yemin. Klanem Yad the Kabbalah, my heavy. Even though it doesn't say the word Yad the Kabbalah, so what? Because I read Nema by Etzpa. Vanelef Etzpa, Etzpa, Nami Mihosim. In the old Xerah Shova, Yad, Yad, so Rashi's in the Xerah Shova should be Etzpa also. So it says the word Etzpa here by Kabbalah. So learn out Kabbalah needs Yamin. If he doesn't know from the Xerah Shova, he left the Xerah Shova. Kinem Yad, Kabbalah, Mehevi. If he don't meet the Xerah Shova, see, even if it would say the word Yad, so what? You tell him you don't learn out the word Yad, Yad, from Kemitzah, there it says Yemin. If he holds the Gzeirah Shava, Etzpa is also included in the Gzeirah Shava, and he doesn't know from it, so what does Yad help you? Rav Yudel Yerlam less the Gzeirah Shava, true. Rav Shimon does not make the Gzeirah Shava. Therefore, it's good, even though it says the word Etzpa here, he does not make the Gzeirah Shava. Vokikom, this is what the Shrim meant to say. Vichinema Yad Yemin Bekabola. Does it say clearly that you have to have the right hand for Shas Kabbalah? No, it doesn't say clearly the right hand. So Hoyev Lonema Yad, since it doesn't say the word Yad Yemin Bekabbalah, therefore keep up the small kasha. That's all he meant to say. Zeynechnami, Reb Shimon does not hold from the Gzeirah Shava, so you have to look what the Pasuk says here. Here it just says, Lokach HaKoyin B'Yetzpa. B'Yetzpa does not mean you're right, so therefore even with your left, still it's kasha. Oh, Malay the Rabbis, yes, back to Rabbi Yehoch, if so, I feel Nesina Nami. He said, why do you say the Nesina Saddam? This Rika has to be done with your right hand. It doesn't say the word Yemin either by Nesina, it only says the word Etzba. So why does Shimon agree that the Nesina has to be with your right hand? For Yoy, secondly, The chilester of Shimon Zereshov, the true what you're saying, it doesn't open Zereshov, for a time you were clearly Gemara Menachis. Have Shimon Aimer, call Malkim Shinem Yad, animal you mean? But Torah says the word Yad does mean you mean. Why? Because Yad is Zereshov from Kemitza. Etz, when it says the word Etz, Balon, the Havminer is, animal you mean? So it's a fear of Shimon itself does make the Gezer Shava. So they make the Gezer Shava, Shver, here it says the word Etzpa, by the Lokach, Lokach means Kabbalah, how could you say Kabbalah B'smol Eskasha? Elu Amar Rav, Rav is like this Pshat, Elu Amar Rav, L'yaylam really Yisleg Gezer Shava, Vadim Yom Shimon does agree to the Gezer Shava, like it says the Gemara Menachis. Vachikom, this is what the Shimon meant to say, V'chinem Yad de Kabbalah, does it say the word Yad, by Kabbalah Saddam, Hoyvla Nem Yad, since it doesn't say the word Yad by Kabbalah, El Etzpa, it only says the word Etzpa. It doesn't say the word yad. Now let's see, etzpa means a finger. The efshel a kabbalah the etzpa. It's not possible to make a kabbalah saddam with an etzpa. Like you have to hold the kli, you have a kli. Not possible, you can't jug with the kli. You hold the kli like this, and it's spill over. So since with one etzpa, with a finger, it's not possible to make the kabbalah saddam, so what does the pasuk mean? The etzpa, kibbal b'smol kosher. Since the Torah doesn't say the word yad, it only says the word etzpa, so etzpa cannot mean it has to be with the right hand. Because etzpa alone is not kosher anyway. So you have to use the hand, and the Torah doesn't say the word yad. Since the Torah was mishan here, for the way it should have said it, that's a proof it does not mean anything special, the yamin. The Torah Badafka said it this way to teach us, you do not need yamin. There even small would be kosher. Gemara no. For the Gemara, Omale Rav Soma Breda Rav Asher Ravina, F should the over the oisin. Let's make a handle to the kli. If you have no handle, you're right. If you have a handle and oisin, you have an ear. Put a handle over to the kli, then just put your finger through the kli, and you can hold it like this. So it's possible to make a kabbalah just with one finger. Who says there's no handle there to the kli? F should the over the oisin. L'sfas mitzvah. You put an ear, you put a handle onto the kli, on the kabbalah. So maybe the pasuk detzpa taka means literally detzpa. Let the be of Shimon's gzeir shava, that it means yamin and not smile. Hello, my bayah says like this. What's the machlokes then that the mikra nidra